This is the Valley Outdoors, and welcome to our show. I am Eric. Don, you're here.
I'm here.
Ava.
I'm here.
We are all three in the house, as they like to say. It's going to be a fun show. We're not going to have any guests today. We're just going to have some banter. We got some stories that we need to talk about. BWCA. Maybe people don't know what's going on up there right now. We've got some other fun stuff, too. Talking about sockeye salmon. They're trapped in a real predicament, shall we say. We'll talk about that and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Well, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
It's always fun to wake up and be at it when it's dark out.
Well, it's
extra early this time.
That's what happens when you get up early.
I know. I just don't, unless I'm going fishing, I don't get up at...
Early?
Yeah, well, dark 30.
Yeah, before the sun?
Yeah.
What about in the winter when the sun's like barely up?
Yeah, you got to wait for it.
Okay, well, that's a good problem to have.
Wow, Don, that's educational.
That would be the life.
Yeah, exactly.
Get up when the sun gets up.
I tell you what, one of the most enjoyable times of the day is early morning. A lot of times I'll grab a cup of coffee, I'll sit out on my step before the sun comes up, and you just listen to the birds. It's like a choir out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we live in an area where we have a lot of them. And I get entertained just sitting out there listening to them as long as
You know, there's a story that I'll probably pull up next week regarding songbirds. There's a couple of places in the United States right now that are having some major songbird die-off. And it's something I think we should...
I think there was quite a bit here, too, everywhere. Wasn't that kind of like a
I'll pull it up.
I haven't heard of anything like that around here. I mean, I've literally probably had two or three new species I'd never seen before show up on my feeders this year. I'd never seen a red-grossed grosbeak before. It's kind of fun.
Oh, a rose-breasted grosbeak?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the female, just the other day, we hadn't seen a female one, and they're all brown, you know. And yeah, it's pretty cool. I've got a couple of cardinals that visit every day.
Yep,
they're fun to see.
They're territorial. They stick around.
Yep,
they're my favorite cardinals.
Yep, and of course blue jays. Plenty of those.
Blue jays are they'll literally attack your feeder.
And yeah, they're so aggressive.
That are on it.
Yeah,
they're naughty.
Yeah,
well, that's what makes them fun though. I like it.
Unless they go after the squirrels.
Yeah, look out, Blue Jays here.
Not so much. Well, speaking of nature and the outdoors, this week we got to do a deal. It's an annual event that we do with one of the companies I work with. It's a fishing outing, and we're on Lake Minnetonka. And, you know, the river fishing has been rather difficult. I went out last weekend and caught a bunch of sunfish. I mean, a big ones, 9.5 to 10 inch sunfish. It was just fun. And I went bobber, crawler, throw it out there, let the river take it. Bobber goes down and get a fish. Hey, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So this last week I went out, and I've usually helped organize the event so I don't get to go fishing, and had a little time to go fishing. And doing some checking on the anglers during the day. There's a number of anglers out there with the people on the water, and got some reports. And when it came to fruition and the day was done, it was interesting to see what people were catching their fish on. And normally you're thinking, okay, it's going to be a drop shot, or it's going to be a Texas rig, or it's going to be a Senko, or, you know, whatever type of a presentation. What does it turn out to be? Just a plain old spinnerbait. Just spanked them. And it didn't matter what and who it was. Everybody.
Everybody was catching fish?
And spinnerbaits were catching fish.
Wow.
And they were using some other things to catch some, you know, multi-species different fish. So I went out, not knowing this. I said, let's just throw a spinnerbait on. So I threw a spinnerbait on. Second cast, I get one about 16, 17 inches. Two casts later, I have another one on. And three casts later, my buddy gets a 24-inch walleye on a spinnerbait.
Well, you know, it's, that's one of those baits that nobody thinks about using, especially for walleye. And I'll go all the way back to, my memory serves me correct, to the Governor's Fishing Opener in 1987. And the only reason I remember that
the archives get open on that one, Ava.
Yeah.
The only reason I remember that is I was a co-chair of the event at the time. And I had gone out fishing with one of the other guests that were there. And he was a bass fisherman for the most part. So we were in the smallest lake, and that's what he threw was spinnerbaits. And we're fishing for walleyes. And he came in second place. He caught two of the nicest walleyes of the day. And there were hundreds of walleyes caught that day because it was 90 degrees. It was in Fairmont, Minnesota at the time.
And well, it's an important thing to keep in mind, and I think people forget it. And, of course, a spinnerbait doesn't have to be a traditional big-bladed spinnerbait, but what we caught him on was a big-bladed spinnerbait. And if you look at it, maybe Roadrunners, or they're a smaller bait with a little spinner on it, they're difficult to pull because they rotate so much they
right.
will spin.
Right.
But there's a lot of different, you know, a beetle spin, or you take a jig, you can put a clip spinner on it, that kind of thing. And you can really get a multi-species catch. But more importantly, where those fish were is above all else, is the key. These fish were in the weeds next to rocks. Then it's like, okay, we need to go find the rocks next to the weeds and see if we can't catch some fish, because they were there and in numbers. And that's really the message that comes out, is simplicity. I mean, a spinnerbait, just throw a spinnerbait. You don't have to be techie. Anybody can do it, which is the fun part that's going on right now. You know, anybody at any level can throw a spinnerbait. You don't have to be Joe expert. It's just a matter of being able to get the casting down so you can get it close, because, you know, they were between the rock and the inside weed line. So it's kind of a weed line, sets up about 4 feet from shore, cast to that inside weed line, and then just start pulling it back. And they were there.
I mean, over the years, I've actually had pretty good luck. I usually keep one rigged when I'm on my trips in Canada. And it's usually when you're catching walleyes and all of a sudden everything shuts off. It's usually because Mr. Big Toothy showed up. So I usually
pull him out of there,
fan cast a few times and see if I can interest him. And it's worked several times.
Get him out of the way.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, you know, Don, that's the key for it, to really make it simple. Don't make it difficult. Try some of the simple things, because sometimes they can work
really fun,
really well. So tell you what, stay tuned. We're going to be coming up with some fun stories and more of us, the Valley Outdoors.